Spirit Radio.
Welcome to Ever Beyond on Wolf Spirit Radio. Be prepared to leave your belief systems behind as we go beyond teachers, beyond gurus, beyond duality, ever beyond, 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 beyond.
Greetings, sisters and brothers, on this beautiful spinning globe in the outer reaches of the Milky Way galaxy. Here we are. Today, we're going to be talking about sound. In fact, last night we were throwing a couple of ideas around, and we decided that this is going to be called Sound Wave Sunday, when Shari and I get together and we talk about sound and what we can do with sound and some of the amazing things that can happen with sound. So tonight, another guest is Fred Cucinato, who's a musician from Montreal, and I've been seeing him post stuff about 432 Hertz, which is another subject quite close to my heart. We're going to be speaking from two directions, really. One from the direction of the musician, and one from the direction of the scientist. And they both beautifully zip together like a dovetail joint. Everything will fit together. I'm sure we'll see that. So Fred, I think, is having a little trouble with his connection here. So we'll start by introducing my favorite guest, Shari Edwards. How are you doing today, Shari?
It is great. I'm disappointed. I wanted to hear what Fred was going to say.
Oh, well, he'll be in soon. I'm sure he will. We can. Right. There you go. Fred, are you there with us? Fred?
I don't hear him.
No. I don't hear you. Are you there? Try the other socket then. If you can't hear us and we can't hear you, you have to swap the plugs over. Although if he can't hear us, then he won't know if we're saying that. So, but there you go. Shari, since we last spoke, we've had the election, we've had the end of the world, we've had the beginning of the new Bakhtu, and here we are. I actually feel slightly different. Now, I know that you've been talking about measuring frequencies in terms of the calendar, you know, that each day represents a different frequency. How do you actually measure that? What kind of mechanism are you using to measure the frequency of a day? It's not a subjective thing.
I'm getting an echo here. Two different ways of measuring it. One from what NASA and Motorola have put out as the frequencies that come to the planet each day. And surprisingly, they match within 300ths or so of the frequencies that you use if you'll take astrological information and put it together with the 360 degrees on the astrological wheel. And I know we have the 365 days in there, but it's kind of uneven a little bit. But we account for that by looking at it every 3 days. So the note coming to the planet today is the note of A. It deals with the ankles, and whether you want to make ankles weak or not in all the snow, but we should look out for going down steps, and anybody who has troubles with their ankles, they might be having a little more pain, but it's not really them. It's this external stuff that's going on. And it's also a lot of mucus and wet and moist tissues in the nose. So there might be a lot of colds and stress in the nose. I know several people that have called me today after we announced this on our show, because we do something called keynotes, where every 3 days or so we announce what keynotes are available. So we took it from a very scientific perspective, as they were recording frequencies coming to the Earth, and then we looked at it in terms of astrological information that comes through astrology, which is supposedly non-scientific, but we just know they're poo-pooing that because they want to be right. And so it matches. So two different ways to look at it.
So that is fascinating. So, all right, let's delve into this. There's a NASA site, you say, that publishes the frequency of the day.
Not a NASA site. Whoops, echo.
Oh, no, it's okay. It's just coming through my speakers, that's all.
Not a NASA site. You have to pay dearly for this book.
Oh, it's a book.
And they just publish the frequencies that are coming toward Earth. We have it in our library. Mm. And I checked it out years ago and just stuffed it back in there because I could do so much better with our computer program. It's a part of something called a Gen Pro program that we use. And it just tells you what frequencies are in stress for the day, and then we can compare it to someone's voice. Because you can be having a symptom, and it's not your stuff. It's the environmental junk coming at you that's causing the issue, and you're looking for all kinds of reasons why you should be depressed or have an allergy reaction, and really it is just the environmental frequencies that are setting out there. They affect the moon, they affect sunspots, they affect the tides, and so it's also affecting the water in us by entraining us to this frequency that's coming toward the planet all the time. And it's very cyclical. It has a 24-hour cycle, a month, a moon cycle, and then it has a year sun cycle.
So, from a science, I mean, this is hard science, right? You can't get harder than this kind of data. And you're saying that it's actually proving what you're getting out of an astrological program.
Yes.
So, and then also in your empirical study, which is your practical work that you're doing here, you are also finding that same frequency coming up when you're measuring people's vocal print.
Yes, about an 80% correlation. Okay. It also relates to their favorite color and what diseases they're going to be predisposed to. I didn't believe it until my secretary came to me, who was an astrologist, very, very interested in astrology, and she said, you know, Sherry, this matches 40% of the time. I said, get out of my face. I don't want to hear that. I don't believe in that stuff. And so she came back a little bit later, and she said, not only does it match 40% of the time by their astrology, but it matches 40% of the time by the exact opposite. Now, you're going to ignore 80%? And she knew she had me. 80% I could not ignore.
No, you can't. Not really. I mean, statistical significance runs about, 35%?
Something like that. But I think people are missing the point here, and when they don't consider right and left-brained people. Because if we look at my birthday, which is D-sharp and Cancer, its opposite is Capricorn and the note of A. Now, musically and by sound, those are direct opposites. You can multiply D-sharp by the square root of 2 and get A. Same thing with silent refrigerators. And when you look at astrology and colors, they match. The color for D sharp is gold. The color for Capricorn is blue. Exact opposites by complementary colors. We just put them together a little differently because we bought both sides together. People have accused me for years of being too esoteric and too scientific. You know, I can't be both, but I am.
Well, that's the thing, is that esoteric studies the truth behind everything, and it's the truth behind spirituality and the truth behind science. And I suppose that's what this show is about, because that's what I'm about. I like to think that I've got a scientific attitude towards things, and yet have an ability to bring in both sides of the apparent divide. But, you know, again, it's all about coming to unity consciousness rather than divided consciousness. It's also very interesting because, this evening's guests, you and Fred. Fred is a musician, which is a kind of right brain kind of activity, and you're quite a strong scientist, and which is quite a strong left brain thing, and yet that's the opposite of your gender. So it's I love this kind of breaking of the mold kind of thing.
Well, I think don't think people realize that, or scientists realize that everything comes as an idea first. The facts don't come first. It's the idea and concept, and that of the mind, that's esoteric.
That's right. So I hear some male noises here. Fred, do we have you?
I believe I was able to fix up all my technical difficulties, and I really apologize for the delay.
That's not a problem, Fred, and you're coming in clear and clean. That's lovely. Thank you very much.
Awesome.
So, I'd like to introduce Fred Cusinato. I think I pronounced that right. You're from Montreal. You're a musician. I've really only ever chatted to you in the chat room in Stillings' programs. William has also appeared on this show Ever Beyond a few times now. And we discuss esoteric geometric properties of actually Shari, you'd love Stillings. I should get you and Stillings together. Don't you think, Fred?
Oh, definitely. I think William would absolutely love Shari.
Yeah, excellent. So tell us a little bit about yourself, because I tried to piece together a bio, but I obviously got it completely wrong. So, you are, you're Fred. Fred, introduce Fred.
Sure. Yeah, Fred Cusinato, and I'm unlike, Shari, I have no scientific background whatsoever. I'm 100% musician. I was self-taught. I picked up the guitar when I was 14 years old. And incidentally, Jimi Hendrix and Bob Marley would play a very big influence in my, not only in my music, but in my spirituality. And over my, after high school and college, or CJEP as we call it here, I just ended up working. I was a good zombie there, working 9-to-5 jobs, coming home, watching my cartoons and my hockey, and really enjoying it. And then I went to a gentleman called Bill Hicks, the comedian, and he had a profound influence on me, especially his take on the John F. Kennedy assassination. That forced me to look into my generation's JFK assassination, which was 9/11, and that didn't really get going for me until I reached my mid to later 20s. And fast forward to about I think it was around May 2010 that I had been researching a few things, and I was really into Jason Verbelli, who I'm sure you guys probably know about him. He's a an amazing researcher, and I don't know how else to say it, but the guy explains things extremely well. And if you don't know who the guy is, look him up on YouTube and on Facebook. He's extremely friendly and concise, I would say. But from Jason Verbelli, I was looking into Marco Rodin's vortex-based mathematics. And one night I decided, okay, I'm gonna try to tackle that four-hour presentation that he did. And it was getting late. And on the related videos on the site, I saw this 15-minute video that was entitled The 432 and Marco Rodin's VBM. And that was a video by Jamie Buter, which he had literally just uploaded a few days before I got to watch it. So it was a very interesting coincidence that it all happened that way. And essentially, that video was my introduction to the whole 432 hertz thing. And what that is, in a nutshell, for musicians, if you don't know this, our instruments are tuned to the A note above the middle C on a piano, tuned to 440 hertz. And that's been a standard since the 1950s, I believe, 1953, around there. And it was like an international standard, I'm saying. And that standard was reinstituted, I believe, around 1975. You can look that stuff up on Wikipedia if you're interested. Just type in 440 hertz and see what you come up with. But also what happened is there's a few people that are saying that I think it's Joseph Goebbels, the Nazi, back in 1939. Apparently he was somebody who was pushing for this 440 hertz tuning. That's not something I've really looked into. I believe in 1926, the Americans tried to make the A 440 hertz notes a standard back then. So I don't know if that Goebbels thing even matters, to be quite honest. Because really, this 440 hertz, 442 hertz, it's a lot bigger than just a Nazi, right? So essentially, that's one thing that I've really been looking into for the last year and a half or so, and I just would like to share some of the discoveries or some of the things that have been shared with me over the last year and a half.
So would you like to outline some of the things that you've found, Fred?
Yeah, sure. I'm gonna start off with this just so that I can get it out of the way. Now, I don't mean to be a wet blanket, but I might be to some of your listeners, and that's okay. there's a lot of information regarding frequencies and so on that have been going around the internet for years and years, and some of it I'd like to address. The main thing is actually the so-called ancient solfeggio frequencies. I don't know if either Sherry or yourself have run into this.
I have, yes. Sherry, okay. Have you heard of the solfeggio scale?
Absolutely. I'm just fascinated by what he's saying. I'm just sitting in the background listening.
Yep. Okay, go on, Fred.
All right. Well, my story, as far as those go, it goes back quite a few years, actually, when I started, you know, in my mid-20s, when I started looking into a whole bunch of stuff, you know, from 9/11 to UFOs and ETs to frequencies and Coral Castle, et cetera, et cetera. So I had fallen onto a couple of these YouTube videos saying that 528 hertz was the love frequency and that it healed your DNA. And I had saved a video from YouTube into my favorites, and I'm pretty sure it's still uploaded. onto YouTube, where it's just a 528 hertz tone. And I've gone back to that quite a few times when I either when I felt sick or when I felt morally or spiritually down, I would, you know, say, hey, if that's the love frequency, let me, you know, sit down, try to meditate to it and see what I get out of it. And I mean, honestly, I never got anything out of that. So I just set it aside, mostly, and didn't think too much of it until I got to see the Jamie Buter video, the 432 and Marco Rodin's DVM, where he explains not just about vortex-based math, but he also explains about these so-called ancient solfeggio frequencies and how that they're not necessarily frequencies. You know, they might have their relation in I'm not sure if that's how you say it, but gematria or gamatria. You know, when you assign numbers to letters and so on, there's probably something to it with geometry or sacred geometry or something. But in terms of music, these frequencies, they don't have any basis. Like, there's no musical basis at all. Now, I'm going to share a bit of info that I've gotten from Brian T. Collins in regards to these so-called solfeggio frequencies. It's they call it the lost solfeggio scale, but like I said, it's literally a misinterpretation by a few people. So the values are 396 hertz, 417 hertz, 528 hertz, 639, 741, and 852. Those are the first six that that I think Paleo and Horowitz were promoting. Now, as far as music is concerned, there's the solfeggio scale is actually, like, solfège is a way to intonate sound. So, like, the solfège is essentially do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, si, do, or ti, do. And it's the problem with the solfeggio scale is that in equal temperament tuning, the scales they're using are 441 hertz, 444 hertz, and 451 hertz. Like, for example, 528 hertz is actually a C note when your A is tuned to 444 hertz. And actually the same can be said about the Do or the Ut, the 396 hertz. That's a G note when your A is 444 hertz. Now, it essentially, what it does is it defeats the purpose of a real musical consonant solfeggio scales when you're using your vocals. So it's the basis is wrong as far as the solfeggio frequencies is concerned. And what's even worse is if you take a look on YouTube, you'll find a whole bunch of videos with these frequencies, and they say that they heal the DNA, they open up your chakras or your third eye, and I would argue that they don't. You know, I don't think that a single frequency will do something in particular to you. However, I will say this, though, having said that, the basis for Jamie Buter was as far as his discoveries with 432 hertz, it was a CD with these Tibetan chakra bowls. And these bowls were all tuned to the A 432 hertz scale. And let's see if I sorry, I don't have that information handy right now, but I can tell you, like, the crown chakra is in the scale of, or in the octave of 432 hertz. The brow would be the 144 hertz, 288 hertz, which is a D note when your A is in 432. The throat chakra is a G note, and I'm sorry, I don't remember the octaves of that one. And the heart chakra bowl was a C note when it's tuned to a 432 hertz. And those are in the octaves of 256 hertz, 512 hertz, and so on. Which, the interesting thing about that, by the way, is the octaves is something you double. If you want to know the next octave up, you double. If you want to know the next octave down, you just divide by two. So if you keep going down, 512, 256, 128, 64, 32, 16, 8, 4, 2, and 1. That's what they call mitosis, I guess. And essentially, the first time that I got a hold of these Tibetan chakra bowls and that I listened to them, I remember especially the brow and the crown chakra, the octaves of 144 hertz, 288 hertz, and 432 hertz, 216, and so on. Those definitely had an effect on me. I sat there and there was an instant brightness, or I don't know how to feel it. It's just the head, the heart, they all felt lighter in a way. And that's something that a lot of people have also mentioned, that they've felt when listening to some music that's been tuned or retuned to 432 hertz. So, essentially that's, sorry to be a wet blanket to some people in regards to the so-called ancient solfeggio frequencies, but I don't believe any of them have any relevance in music. As far as healing is concerned, sorry about that, as far as healing is concerned, I haven't had any personal experiences where I felt that these frequencies helped in any way, or cleared up a headache, which I can tell you, listening to those Tibetan chakra bowls, I've cleared up a few headaches, and it made me feel much better after just listening to all seven of them, 5 minutes each about, and so it's definitely an experience. If people would like for me to share with them, just contact me, even on Skype or on Facebook, and we'll just ask, and I'll share.
So, thanks very much, Fred, for that. Now, let's blow his mind, eh, Shari? You may or may not know, but Shari works in frequency. This is what she does with actually effecting quite profound healings using frequency. And it's not just, these single notes of A, B, C, D, E, F, G. It's that everybody has what she calls a signature sound, which is a frequency that is present in your voice. Now, what we were saying earlier on, what Shari was describing is when she had an astrologer working with her, is that there was an 80% correlation between the frequency found in that person's voice and the frequency of the astrological sun sign, which is pretty significant. Statistically, 80% is quite a lot. It's either the number, or it's the opposite number. Do you understand? Oh, you know what a tritone is, don't you?
So
E, B flat, the interval between three full tones. It's the interval between the fourth and the fifth.
Oh,
flat and fifth?
Yes.
Yeah, the kind of sound.
Ah, yes. Good old
Hendrix.
Good old Jimmy there.
So Shari has actually discovered that apparently atonic clashing frequency is very useful in terms of sound healing. In the it's like as I think you were talking about, but it's a reciprocal sound. It's like if you looked at the color wheel, it's whatever's in, on the opposite color, because sound and color are related. So, Shari, do you want to come back in? And I'm sure you've been hearing about solfeggio frequencies, and how much correlation with those frequencies have you had with your actual practical 30-year experience empirically measuring frequencies?
I'm going to have to put that question totally aside for a moment while we put some stuff together. You hear ancient Ayurvedic notions that there's a signature sound, and they don't really know where this is coming from. It's Pythagoras and all those people talking about string theory and whatever. There is a modern idea of that called an otoacoustic emission, OTO. There is a sound coming out of your ears. And I used to say, ears. You know, you had a sound coming out of your ears. And I was working in the speech and hearing department. And the director said, oh, Shari, please don't talk about that. We think you're weird enough, you know. But when John Hopkins University came out with this concept and proved that there really is a sound coming out of the ear, we decided to test it against this idea of a signature sound. So where can we find the signature sound in a body in addition to it coming out of the ear? It's in the voice. When we look at 100,000 points of a 30-second vocal print, and we used to start with a couple of hours, but 30 seconds will do it, we choose 24 points of significance that the computer chooses as frequencies that are not coherent with the rest of the voice. 100% of the time, one of those 24 notes that we choose is the note coming out of the ear. And that's in our journal. It's the Journal of Bioacoustic Biology. Doreen Davis did that correlation between otoacoustic emissions using some of Berard and Tomatis's equipment. So we know that the signature sound equates to this otoacoustic emission of science. Now, in olden days, say somebody went to somebody to get their mantra or their secret sound, it's based on your age. It's based on a geographic location that was chosen many thousands of years ago. Think of the 12 tribes. We're going to pull this all together with science here. Think of the 12 tribes. And there was a hub of these 12 tribes, almost like a wheel. And each of the tribes had an assigned sound. Each of them had assigned duties. They had special qualities. And so astrology began to put all of that together in 12 notes. Go back to some of the Pythagorean scales that state that all of the orbits of the planets are equal. And there you'll get that even tempered scale where everything is based on 1 divided by 12, 0.083333, and you look at all the Pythagorean notes, and if you say C is 1, and then 2, and then 4, and then 8, and 16, and so forth, Pythagorean scale, and you add 0.083333, you get C sharp. Now, along comes Kepler in the 14th century. No. These orbits are not equal. They are elliptical. So he invented another scale that is quite dependent on multiply and divide. And it's all sequences. So C is 1, then D is 9/8. See if I can remember all these. C, D, E, F, G, A, B. If you consider C as 1, 9 eighths, 5 fourths, 4 threes, 3 twos, 5 threes, and 15 eighths. Okay, those are the relationships by ratios that Kepler assigned to our musical scale. Now, neither one of them were right. They're all off. The most accurate thing I've ever seen in looking at music and what it is in different countries and who gets to be right and who's 440 and who's 43 and blah, blah, blah. A French guy about 3 years ago, and I can't remember his name, wrote an article. He went in and recorded people's voices in their native language. And where the note of C clustered as the most hits in the note of C, he decided, well, that's the note of C in their music. And then what clustered in the note of C sharp? You're looking at C around 180 cycles per second, and then 260, and you know, double it on up. So he found that as people speak each of the notes, there is a high peak of normal. And in that culture, that is what the music is that people most like to hear. And music is absolutely mathematical. This note plus this note equals half of that note, and so forth. And the music that lasts the most has been classical music, although, I'll talk about Jimi Hendrix here in a minute. When you look at the note of C, and when you look at how it relates to the brain, there's 94 degrees of the note of C, 117 degrees of the note of C sharp. So everybody fits in there as part of their culture, as part of their language, but also every scale on the planet is different for each person. There is no one scale that will suit everybody. And when you begin to look at the note of, what did he say, 428? I looked that up while we were doing this, and it is 428 is a temporal muscle. No wonder it gets rid of headaches. And when you look at 528, that is love, it is vasopressin. It raises your blood pressure. No wonder you might feel a little high. But everybody has their own scale. When I go to London, I do not need my glasses because London supplies me by its geography the frequency that my eyes need to trigger vitamin A. And everything is that people's own scale, with two or three exceptions that I know of. We just had a lady that broke her hand in several places. We know a set, not one frequency, but a set of frequencies that will set a bone. We know a set of frequencies that will make people have energy. But it is a range. If you look at the psoas muscle, your hip muscle, there is a wide range in that muscle from people who are short and stocky and monkey built like me and to people like my husband who are tall and very slender and sort of dance kind of ballet person. So there are ranges that affect people. And I agree with Fred that 528 have never done anything for me. It is not the cover of love as far as I can tell. It's a note of C. It's C plus about 20 cents of C if you look at it at a brainwave layer. But it's the ability to use blood sugar by what we know it to be. And the frequency of love to make people feel good is a note of B because it's phentraalanine. It's something that's in chocolate. So that's a Pisces kind of note, but that's consistent. And the other one that's consistent is ATP, adenosine triphosphate. Now, that is a frequency that is comes together when the egg and the sperm come together, and it creates and dictates what the genetics are going to be. It also helps the body detoxify. and that's another very consistent note in the body. But the bone frequencies to heal instead of bone are even consistent with animals. So we are just now exploring this and looking at it. We just did a lady last week and just gave her frequencies a few days ago. She lost all her hair, including her eyebrows and her eyelashes and whatever. And we just talked to her today on one of our presentations for advanced students, and she now has two eyelashes. But we were able to look at the frequencies of her voice, ignoring what note somebody wanted to call it, but just looking at the frequencies and scales of her voice and seeing what didn't match. Maybe she had a 432A and a 679G. I'm making that up. But we see what doesn't match in her scales, and then we can look at that math as music or as color or as frequency. The heart is 3 cycles per second, wonder what it is. So you look at 3, and it's 12, and it's 24, and 24 you could hear. You can't hear 12. It starts about 14. So 24, and 24 in the Pythagorean scale was F sharp. 24 in Kepler scale is a G. So what they call it as a note really isn't significant to us. We look at the frequencies, and people can call it anything they want. And that's where we come up with this narrow voice computer program that can show people what their frequencies are in abundant and what frequencies are missing. And they can go from there and, again, to look at their own scale. You can actually look at people's auras, which is a class we did today on Blog Talk Radio, and it's called Sound Health Options. We showed people how to use that free computer program to look at their aura and their frequencies and what they needed. There was one guy that was F and F sharp, completely missing. That's lower back pain. It's reproduction. It's money issues. And we've just done these correlations, trial and error, over the last 25, 30 years. Now, not everybody fits, but in a lot of cases, the information fits, especially if people are in tune at all with their own surroundings and the people they're with and so forth and so on. But we can take a vocal print, a 30-second vocal print, and pretty much tell you what's going on with you. And we've been doing it for years, just like regrowing this lady's hair, and we've had reversals of Parkinson's, and we've had tremors calm down, and getting rid of arthritis, and allowing people to speak after a stroke. Takes about 20 minutes. You can't argue with the results. And they're here, and they're clear. We can regrow nerves. We can help get rid of Alzheimer's. We can help get rid of diabetes. We're trying a program right now on diabetes of providing insulin with frequency. And why? Because our, at least in the United States, our health care is in crisis. And so that's why we are doing all of these free classes and giving away all of the software for people so that they can do it for themselves. We're a nonprofit 501c3, and we just decided to step up and take charge, give this information back to people so they'll have options and choices about their health, because our government is totally running amok and they're in bed with the pharmaceutical companies and they're ruining our genetics, and the science proves it and they're ignoring us. Boy, I got on a rant. I'll stop.
Okay, you can breathe now, Sherry.
That was just awesome.
Awesome. Indeed.
So, I have a little question, actually. You're saying you just did a class on Blog Talk Radio today?
Yes.
And when would do you do them on a weekly basis, or when's the next one?
They're every Sunday, and the archives are there. You can go back and listen to this one. Go to soundhealthoptions.com, or just under my name, and there's a couple years of archives there. We also do people's vocal prints and look at their frequencies on the live show every Tuesday evening. And what did we do last evening? I think we did cholesterol and looking at people's ability to process cholesterol. Because we have 71 programs that we share with people in our courses. We have a big course coming up a Thursday and Friday next week. And this is a $1,200 course. But if you can get together with a group of friends and come as a group, we'll let you in class for free. And it's 5 computer programs, 2 days of classes, textbooks, the whole shebang. We're stepping up and saying, something's got to be done and nobody else is doing it. This ought to be like Star Trek where information is free, and this is going to be it. Now, if you want to come by yourself, it's $1,200. If you want to come with a friend or 2 friends or 10 friends, it's free.
Ooh, you're driving a hard bargain there, Sherry.
See, Sherry, this is why I love Sherry Edwards, because she's an absolute saint. You know, she's doing the work of angels here. And not many people seem to realize it, but some people see it. Some people can see the diamond. Sherry, you're doing some courses this week. And this is a subject that is kind of, it affects everybody. I mean, it's the thing that has, for some people, it has switched them on. For many, many people, it's made them zombies. And I'm talking about PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. And I believe that 9/11, as you mentioned earlier, Fred, was that trigger. That it actually had this effect of, for some people, to wake them up and to start making questions, thinking there's something wrong here. They felt the cognitive dissonance, and the others, they were hypnotized by that cognitive dissonance, because that's what happens. You hear two messages at once, and instead of responding to which one is the correct one, you stay in the confusion of it. And that, at that point, you know, your computer's locked up in your brain, and you can't think anymore, can't critically think, and then you believe anything you're told. So that's what I believe happened on 9/11. It's an enormous psychological operation. So, Sherry, PTSD. Mass scale.
I'm going to step back a minute.
Yeah, maybe.
We did evaluations on people who were involved in 9/11. And we looked at Bush. We looked at Cheney. We looked at, 4 people. I can't remember the other two. I'll look it up in my little computer right here as we're going. But these people were lying. And the person who knew the most, we looked at Kissinger, and Colin Powell was the other one. So I just threw in Colin Powell because I didn't think he had anything to do with it, because he was so in the background. Bush didn't know exactly what was going on, but there was enough information to show that he knew, but he wanted to stay separated from it. Cheney was right in the midst of it and said, I'm doing this for your own good, and he really believed that. Kissinger didn't know much, but Colin Powell, the person that I had just threw in as the control, is the one that knew the most. He had the most foundational information about 9/11. He knew exactly what was going on. So what is his association? You begin to look at that. But this little this little computer program, NanoVoice, NanoVoice.org, that's available to anybody on our site, along with the 2-hour class and the textbook and all of it. They have to buy a microphone, and not from us, from Amazon or wherever they want to get it. They can look at what these leaders are saying, and they can tell whether or not they're telling the truth. We don't have to stay in the dark anymore because we don't trust our own perceptions. This computer program will tell you the truth. They have asked me last year to do Gaddafi, and I said he's going to stand and fight till the end, and I was right. They asked me to do Mubarak, and I said he'll lead peacefully, but he's got an underlying intention of coming back. I was right. They asked me if Jerry Sandusky, you guys know who Jerry Sandusky is?
Yeah, he's the pedophile scandal, American pedophile scandal recently.
Yes. Well, they asked me last November, or a year ago November, if he was guilty. And not only did I tell them that he was guilty, but the word that all of the information hinged on was horseplay. And if they'd go after him with that word, they could get the truth. Now, that's what this little computer program will do for you. Today, we looked at it in terms of aura and compatibilities and signature sounds, really what people need to find their own foundation. So if you're going to Blog Talk, it'll say we're energy beings. How do you find out what energy we are expressing? And we're expressing it through our voice. The voice is a holographic representation of the energy body. And just as you're saying, there's complementary colors like red and green, and we're taught that, that's Christmas, or yellow and violet, Easter. There are corresponding frequencies that go with those colors to create the colors. I don't know, red's like 34 to the negative 12th or something. I can't remember the formula. But they relate to frequencies and math. And when I say to you, 8's the opposite of 23, you look at me like I'm just absolutely crazy. But if you will multiply a frequency by the square root of 2, you will get its opposite frequency that will make that frequency go away to your hearing. It's how they make silent refrigerators and silent headphones. They multiply the sound by the square root of 2. And we just translated that into color and looked at opposites, because there's so many ways to look at what's going on. Your eyes see things, translate it to electrical chemical energy, sends it to the brain, and in a range of 0 to 64 cycles per second, so color appears in this range, so we interpret that as visual input, and we hear something, and the ear changes it to electrical chemical energy from mechanical to electrical chemical, sends it to the brain, it's in that range. That's auditory input. So it's all done by frequency, and all arrives at the brain as frequency, and we just learn to interpret what those frequencies meant in terms of genes and nutrients and muscles and PTSD. I can't think of the word, PTSD antidotes. So we can look at it. And when we look at a large group of homogeneous people, maybe they all had PTSD, we did this for the Army. We did traumatic brain injury, and there's 9 concurrent sounds that show up with PTSD and traumatic brain injury in combination. And there's 8 sounds that show up that are just PTSD. And so people go get a paper and pencil. I'm going to tell you how to do this. There are 4 basic things that come with PTSD that are in stress or unbalanced in the body. One is calcium, and that's the note of D sharp. Zinc, and that's the note of C.
Hang on a second. You're cutting out very slightly, Sherry. So can you say this really slowly? So start off with calcium. Did you say C sharp?
Calcium is the D sharp, the end of D sharp, right at the middle, beginning of E.
D sharp, right, okay.
And zinc is the note of C. Linoleic acid, C sharp. And niacin, B. So if people want to go download this little program, nanovoice.org, it'll give them this generalizations of these notes, D sharp, C, C sharp, B. That's the first level for PTSD. The second level is B5, and that's an A. Choline, that's a G sharp. Progesterone, and that's a D sharp, and I just broke my lead on my pencil. And I always forget one. B5, choline, progesterone, and magnesium. And magnesium is a G. So with those pieces of information, and by the way, they can go look on our archives, our Tuesday night open house, which is called Happy Hour, on our site, and there is a whole hour of information about PTSD. So just using a free program, NanoVoice, it's up there for everybody, they can look at these notes and see where they might have an issue. And if they can't, if niacin doesn't have any hits, you have the note of B and zero hits, your body probably isn't using niacin. And niacin is incredibly important for keeping all of the brain signaling going where it ought to go. Same with the rest of these.
So,
did you?
Okay, so I got most of that. I lost a couple of things. I'm getting messages from all sorts of people. It's a very excited night tonight, I say. We're going to take a break in a couple of minutes. And that will enable everybody to refresh their cups of tea and make some tea. So I'm going to put on some a band. They're from Texas. They're called the Soul Surfers with Lynn Stokes. Let's get a pause button on this, Shari. That you're able to treat PTSD using elements or molecules administered as frequency. Is that right?
We have done it many times.
Many times.
But right after this break, we're going to take a step further and dump something in people's lap that is awesome.
Oh, I love it when people get things dumped in their lap. It's great. So listen, this is Wolf Spirit Radio. We're a listener donated supported radio station. If you could go to wolfspiritradio.com and click the donate button and put a few PayPal credits in there, that would help things run and pay for the rent for the website and everything like that. If you want to investigate some of Shari Edwards' work, then go to soundhealthoptions.com. You can bookmark that and explore that. There's many, many things, and there's links to her radio shows and the work she does and the courses she does. And we'll talk about that in a while. So, till we get back... enjoy this. This is Lynn Stokes and the Soul Surfers, and this is their theme tune, Soul Surfer.
This is Ever Beyond with JP.
Stokes and the Soul Surfers there. This is Ever Beyond, and tonight my guests are Shari Edwards and Fred Cusinato, and we're talking frequency, and we've been talking Hendrix during the break. So Shari, do you want to just tell everybody what you were just telling us about Jimi Hendrix? That is just awesome. You know, we love him. We all love Hendrix, right? But what you just said made him even more of an awesome person being than
James Marshall is a American actor who played in Twin Peaks. He was one of the motorcycle guys. He played in Gladiators. He played in A Few Good Men, about 50 movies. And he also writes musical scores. So he took something called Accutane, which is a bad pharmaceutical, and it dissolved his guts, the lining and his guts. He was in the hospital for about 2 years, and they just sent him home, finally just sent him home to die because he couldn't eat anything. He just couldn't absorb, and he couldn't live, even with a colostomy bag and that kind of thing, because he just didn't have any way to absorb anything. And he heard me on Coast to Coast with George Norrie one night, and he called me up and said, "Can you help me?" I said, "I don't have the slightest idea. I never worked on anything like this before." So we took samples of his voice and helped him get better, helped him be able to eat. He now, he's not totally back to work, but he's gained weight. He was on the bike down. He's writing musical scores again. He's doing some acting and training. And he said, "I want to help you guys. What can I do?" And I said, "Well, we've looked at some of Jimi Hendrix's music, and the way that music is put together is very healing by the combination of notes. I would like to send you a combination of antidotes that we have that we know that will get rid of bird flu and swine flu and pneumonia and a lot of things like that that deal with the wet, moist tissues of the body. And I know that you write music similar to Jimi Hendrix. Can you put something together for us?" And so we sent him the notes, and he called back and he said, "Boy, I just don't think this is going to work. These notes are just too deconstructed to work together." I said, "Just try it and see what happens." And he came up with a CD called La Ciel, L-A-C-E-I-L, and it's 8 minutes, and it kills even Tamiflu resistant swine flu. He's got another one that's a little longer, a little more meditative. It's called Signs of Life, S-I-N-E-S. It sounds very much like Jimi Hendrix kind of music. We give it away when people take our professional course to them, but we also allow people to purchase it, and they can call our office to do that. Both of them, they can purchase. I'm not sure exactly how much it is. I know it's less than $20, but we ask people to put it in their medicine cabinet rather than their music cabinet. And we have played it several times on our shows, and we can play it again for people if I can find one. Let me see if I can find it here on my computer at home. But that's the story of Jimi Hendrix, and he must have had some sense of how that music goes. Yeah, and I did find it. Would you like to listen to a piece of it?
Oh, yeah.
I sure would.
Here goes. It sounds just kind of weird, but as soon as I can get this open, there it comes. Well, just a few seconds here. Play. Pause. I can't get my computer to cooperate. We'll keep talking until it decides to come on here.
If you have a copy of it, Shari, or if there's a link I can download it from, I could play it straight into the radio here.
Oh, that would be great.
Is that possible?
Yeah, let me just...
All right, so if you can find the link and drop it into the Skype chat, I'll try and download it while you're speaking, and I can play it in a couple of minutes.
Okay. So to get this to you, I go to contacts, call, hold, mute, hang up. How do I send this to you?
You
Skype.
On Skype, if you drop the link to it, or is it a file?
It is
MP3
format.
Oh, right. Oh, that might be tricky. Okay. How big is it?
9,000K.
Oh,
so
right.
9 megs.
9 megs. Now, that's a bit much to get across here during the show. Okay. see if you can get it to play on your system. Until that time, why not, Fred, what do you think of that?
I'm surprised, and I'm at the same time I'm not that surprised. You know, there's got to be a reason why so many guitarists and so many people that are just into anything as far as being awake and aware. There's just people from all walks of life just gravitate to Jimi Hendrix and you know, it kind of makes sense that that would be his case. Now, you know, on a personal level, I would love to hear what Bob Marley's music would do, because that's another one who just, you know, reaches far and wide. I mean, I have the belief that you could, you know, have a Bob Marley t-shirt on and you could walk anywhere on the planet and, you know, you'll get thumbs up and, you know, people will give you smiles just from wearing a Bob Marley t-shirt. So I don't know if Sherry has had a chance to do that.
I have not. Can you hear this in the background?
No, neither can I.
You need to route the speakers into the microphone.
Are you hearing it now?
No.
Neither am I.
No.
Wow, I hear it loud and clear through my headphones.
Yeah, it's only, you need
I'm
to have.
I'm gonna take my headphones off. Okay, so you heard that piece of it. It's about 8 minutes long, and it goes around and around in the same sort of sequence. But what it does is decloak these resistant pathogens. People who have blood type A, now I'm having a hard time getting my microphones and stuff hooked back up. People with blood type A have a harder time getting rid of pathogens because the proteins... And I don't think that was the right thing I should have done. But the proteins in there. Let's see if this will work. Nope, I have totally lost my audio here.
Can you
guys still hear me?
We can hear you. Can you hear us?
I can hear you, but I can't hear through my headset because I unhooked everything.
I'm coming through the speakers.
Yeah, okay. Now let me see if this works.
Testing 3, 4, 5.
Yes.
Sorry
yes,
about this, folks.
Yes, get back.
That's it. This is live radio. This is. I think it's brilliant. So that's quite fascinating. That sounded like a little bit like Little Wing, kind of cut up and rearranged. Is that the kind of thing? But it's what you're talking about is it's the intervals between the different chords that goes through the progression. Is that right?
Yes, and begins to peel away the protein debris off of the cell that the pathogen is attacking. It's not really the gene of the pathogen. It's the proteins that they give off after they set up housekeeping that we need to pull away from the cell and have the natural killer cells, the neutrophils, go in and devour. And when these cells cloak themselves with protein debris that your body's already processed, the killer cells can't tell that it's a foreign object. And this peels that cloak off.
So Jimi Hendrix unwittingly has busted the swine flu. And swine flu is a manufactured virus, isn't it?
Absolutely, and we can prove it by the math. We can also prove that this stupid Gardasil dating in some of the states here, by law, is nothing more than an infertility shot.
Yeah.
And they're giving it to young kids in school.
Yeah, they're just trying to sterilize the population.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, deliberately. And Agenda 21. Have you found? Did you look that up? United
are
Nations.
You asked?
Yeah, United Nations Agenda 21. It's the, I think what they call it, the genocide policy or something like that.
Well, they are doing a great job of it here in the United States.
That's right. The thinning of the crop.
Yes, with vaccinations and GMO foods and toxins. Either they are mighty smart and they're trying to get us to kill ourselves, or they're mighty stupid and we're going back to Atlantean times when the leaders were too stupid not to mess around with genetics. Go back and read some of that literature that sort of trickled through. And when they started messing with the genetics, that's when they started doing us all in.
And that's exactly, it says that in the Bible, as it was in the days of old, that's how it shall be then. So, mm-hmm. And this is then, we're definitely in the times, according to everybody, you know, this is the timeline everybody's been waiting for. And this is the revelation. So, now, Shari, there's a very interesting thing. You've got this thing, you're decloaking these diseases, right? There are people and beings who we have been told are cloaked in some ways. They wear this kind of holographic thing to make them look different. Have you any? Is there a way? Do you know of that? Actually, that in ancient times there was a sound that would cause people who were kind of in this to be decloaked. Have you ever heard about this?
I've heard about it. I haven't stumbled upon the note yet that allows it to happen, but I think if you could rev your frequencies, like if you move your hand really quick, you see two or three of your hand, and at one point in there, it's invisible. And I think there are many dimensions here. It doesn't have to be extraterrestrial off the planets. They're just many dimensions. Just like we can't hear dog whistles, but a dog can. There's things that bees that see that we don't. And so I think when we discover that portal or that frequency that sends us into that next portal, we'll be able to do that. Now, I'm getting very close because we can already distort the perception of sound. And I have found a way to prove that biologically. University of Texas is doing some work with it. And in looking at the chemicals in the body that does it, we're right on track. So we're running some research project with that, and one with insulin, because at least here in the U.S., they are rationing insulin for anybody 54 years old. And so we're trying to find a way to provide insulin through frequency, so that the government can't choose to kill off the older people. You know, they have now, with Social Security here, stated that it's an entitlement so they can do whatever they want with it, when really it's money that we've paid in. Somebody just sent me a statistic, said if you'd worked 30 years and paid normal taxes and just got minimal, what do you call it, interest on it, you'd have $1.3 million by now. But the government now is trying to regulate your entitlement when it's really money you've already paid. So they're making these rules. You look at USA Today, probably I think it was the March issue, a lady went into the hospital and they refused to give her insulin saying they were low on insulin, and by law they didn't have to provide it to her. And they let her go a day without insulin before her kids finally got her out of that hospital. So, that's what it's coming to.
That's right. You know why? It's because they spent all the pension funds.
They did.
They've gambled all that stuff away, and that's why they want bailouts, because they've done some gambling with some heavy-duty guys. So, meanwhile,
I have something I want to say about something you said before break.
Okay.
You were asking for donations to keep your show on the air, and there's a little donation button. So let's pick an amount. And if people donate that, I will give them an additional two programs. One for PTSD that prints out the reports, you know, with the little nano voice. They have to guess and they have to do some work. But if they will give you a donation, I will give them the PTSD computer program. I'll give them the class, and I'll give them the abacus program that chooses the points. So this will all be, you can have some funds to help run your show. How's that?
Oh, wow, that's fantastic. So, the first figure that Shari came up with was $40, and I thought, yeah, that's a very fair figure for an exchange, and that is so generous. So, if you wish to, click the donate button on everbeyond.info. Or if you wish, you can click the donate button on wolfspiritradio.com.
You want to give them like 10 days, 5 days, 3 days to do this?
Well, let's give them 7 days for 7 rays. Yeah. So until next Sunday. Thank you very much. Thank you. I'd like to thank you very much, Shari. That's really, really kind, and it's beautiful. And it will do some good in the world, I hope.
It will help people who have this issue know why they have it, and for people who are around the people who have PTSD, it will help them take a vocal print. You got step by step, because you got a textbook coming with it, step by step, so that you can see what your people need. You can go to your health food store, your grocery store, see what people need to be eating, how their body is processing this, and we can help these people who are in stress from 9/11, from the war. You know, so many people coming back from the war, and the government is pretending to help them, and they're just sticking them out on the streets and let them be on their own. A good example is Obama going and getting some photo shoots with these people who were victims of the Sandy Storm, and then walking off and giving them nothing. He took all of these photo shoots with Chris Christie, the governor of New Jersey, and pledged all this stuff, and then walked off and nothing. He got his political hit off of it, but he left the people stranded. This got to stop.
I know. This is the whole, it's really fake. It's all fake. All of these events that are happening and all the disasters, they're real enough, but the reporting on them is completely fake, and it's completely twisted to try and convince people to support the government and how wonderful they are. And it's just like Nazi Germany, and it's amazing how people are falling for it. Well, if they are falling for it, but I don't really know. But you're wise, you're switched on, Shari. Do you see people around you falling for it?
I do, because they live on hope and a promise, but they've let it go just a little too long, and Obama is so arrogant. I want people in other countries to know that the people here do not support Obama, that people think he stole the election, he bought the election, because there's so many places where they turned election results in, and Obama did not get one vote, zero vote, in half of a state. You know that's not true. So here he is getting a photo op about all these people and these poor people. Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear. And they've lost their house. Oh, that's so awful. And he goes off to Hawaii for a three-week vacation and leaves them high and dry. It's just, it's horrible. And then he doesn't even help get the legislation through to help these people. So why does he get to go on vacation in this some great big posh place, and these people don't have a home, don't have electricity, they're living on the streets, they don't have water, they don't have food, and he doesn't care? This is about, what, his 20th vacation? You know, there was a guy in Hawaii interviewing people on the street about how they felt Obama was doing and his vacation, having a good vacation down there. So here comes two women down the street, dressed to the quality dress, high heels, nice jewelry, hair all done, loads of packages. They've obviously been Christmas shopping. And he stops them and says, well, how do you feel about Obama having a vacation here? Said, we love it. We voted for Obama. We would never vote for that Romney. We need our food stamps. And Romney said he was taking away our food stamps. And I just wanted to slap these people. And I'm not a violent person.
Well, you never used to be.
But think about this. Here's all these packages, these Christmas packages. Very expensive clothes, very expensive jewelry, people doing without, in New York, without homes, without water, without food, without anything, and they want to vote for Obama because they get their food stamps, and they obviously have enough money to buy very expensive clothes, get expensive hair cuts and hairdos, and Christmas shop till they can't even carry the packages. Something's got to give here. And I'm on my soapbox again. Sorry, I'll shut up.
Sell down now. Okay. So, well, that's about as emotional as we get here on Never Beyond. no, but I get your point, and the point is there's all these there's disparities on so many levels, things that don't quite add up. Things you can't quite believe, things you really shouldn't believe. And, you know, as you're discovering, through your empirical work, and I use that word again, and it's a very important scientific word, it means actual experience. Through your empirical work, you're finding out real truths. Undeniable truths. Because of the experience you've had, you can see these are the frequency patterns you get when somebody is A, lying, or B, indebted to somebody else, or you know, indentured to somebody else. You've got all of those frequency patterns in there, which is
yes.
That's an incredible thing. If you could put that into a little machine, like a smartphone app, you could have an instant lie detector.
Absolutely. And if we had money, we had the $60,000, we'd do it in a second.
Yeah.
When you look at Obama talking about the rest of the nation getting vaccinations, he's all for it, and his voice is all balanced. But you talk about his two girls getting vaccinations, and he's wigged out physically about physical safety. I thought Cheney was the biggest liar I had ever seen, because you get scores for lying. You look at E and A sharp, you look at justice, you look at where the octaves are. And Cheney had a score of like 400 and something on ego and untruthfulness. And normal's 42. Obama has 726 on ego, fantasy, and lying. I don't think he is in touch. He is, and they can get me for domestic terrorists here for saying this on the air. They really can come to my house and arrest me if I say something against Obama. But I believe that Obama is like a runaway teenager with too much money, a spoiled brat who thinks he deserves, for some unknown reason or whatever, And I think they're going to find that he was one of the worst presidents ever in the history of the United States and maybe the world. They're going to find so much lying and manipulation, and people are going to be totally embarrassed that they ever voted for him. Now, saying that, I wouldn't have voted for Romney either because their voices are almost identical, except Romney just hides it a little better and isn't as well connected to manipulate as well as Obama. It came out in the news here that Obama spent over $1 billion to get his presidential seat back, the most ever spent, ever, over $1 billion to have a job that, what, pays $500,000? I don't even know how much the presidential job pays, but there's got to be something more in it for him. And when you look at our senators and Congress, not one of them lost money in the stock market, while the rest of us lost our houses and our shirts. We lost everything, but they didn't.
Well, why do you think they're more rich? That's where the money goes. So they've got inside information about what's going to happen because they make it happen. You know, I've got such a cynical attitude these days, but that seems to be the way it's happening. It's all like somebody's on the back saying, okay, this one to go there, there's a keyboard that is running and it's manipulating all the different parts of the globe that appear to be separate things, appear to be independent things, but they're all being manipulated from behind in an orchestration.
And most of the time,
it's a bit like, well, it reminds me of one of those old music playing things. You get, and it's like you have that, it's in a whole truck, and there's all these little monkeys and with cymbals and people playing drums and pipes and all those things, and it's all run off this big card that's got, you know, which machine goes where. It's like a huge, huge one of those. Was it called a pantechnicon? No. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, but I can't pull up the name.
Yeah. Fred?
Oh, my.
You can't remember either. I don't know. No. That's the other thing. Has anybody noticed that their memory has been really weird recently? You just can't remember the most stupid, obvious things? Or is it just me?
No, I believe it's the wheat.
It's the wheat.
It's the GMOs. They're producing cow proteins. We've already proven it. They're producing proteins in the brain that cause disconnects. Oh, and now we're off on another subject. We could talk a whole show about this. There is so much going on. It's going to give. Something's going to happen. People are ranting and raving about the economy and about Wall Street and about this and health and this and this and this. And I can't help them. I don't have any money or anybody that will go do something about it. The only thing that I can help control is people's health. And now you know the reason why we're giving these computer programs away. That's our last stand. If we don't have our health, we don't have anything.
Well, yes, the health, but also the truth, you see, because I did a little, I had an experimental insight this year that basically proved to me, and I can go through the workings of it, and I've spoken about it on other shows, but that if somebody tells you the truth, then you have chi running through your body, and it connects properly, and when you're connected with the truth, when you have chi in your body, you're strong. If somebody tells you a lie and you take on that lie, then you go weak. So by lying to us constantly, we're physically and mentally weakened.
Somewhere along the line, though, it had to be beneficial for people to lie, or it wouldn't have stayed with the human race. It would have died out if it wasn't a beneficial trait.
It's to protect you from being killed or beaten up.
To lie to you.
Yeah, to say, how are things? Oh, they're a bit bad. Well, what's wrong? Blah, 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 blah. So next time, how are you? Oh, I'm fine.
Yeah. And I think this computer program is a way to bring that back and see what people are really saying. And so you can say, well, Sherry's computer program did it. But you have to remember, I wrote this program out of my degrees in interpersonal communication and looking at people and feeling their energy and finding out their personality traits. So keep that in mind, that yes, it tells when people are lying, but they have to have something invested in the lie, or they can just lie and totally get away with it, and you can't see it in their vocal print.
So this is very interesting. I mean, from my understanding of how these people work, they're often compromised. I heard the story about the mafia in the 1950s, you know, between the war, after the war, and you know, the black market was going a bit down. They were looking at how can we get better and control things a little bit better. So one of their meetings, the guy kind of opens up a curtain, behind it is a Bell and Howell camera. Not a video camera, but a movie camera in the times. And he said, in all of our brothels, you know, we've got brothels all over the States, we're bound to get a few politicians, so if we record everything that goes on, we'll have things, and we can send them photographs, and, you know, if anything, if we want anything, we can just say that we've got your photographs. And apparently it only took a couple of years for virtually everybody in Congress to be compromised this way.
I believe it.
So so we can see that, you know, that's how they work. So, you know, for instance, here's a massive scandal that nobody ever knows about, I only learned about a few weeks ago, and there are two things that are going on in Britain. There's the banking scandals, and then there's paedophile scandals. And a few years ago, there was a British Prime Minister. His name was Gordon Brown. Nobody voted him in. He was like the Vice President, and Tony Blair left, leaving Brown, you know, leaving us in the brown. And at that point, Brown was the Chancellor of Exchequer, or just before then. Actually, it was just before then that Brown was the Chancellor of the Exchequer, and they probably said to him, we will make you king, we will make you Prime Minister, if you do this. And what they asked him to do was to sell all the British gold, or a large tranche of British gold, at a rock-bottom price, you know, like $30, a ridiculous price to a certain group of people. And that doesn't happen by accident, and no sane man would ever do that. Because, you know, Gordon Brown was a very intelligent man. We know that he would never do that. That was a really stupid thing to do. It ruins the country, and it, you know, it just messes it up for everybody. But if they had stuff on him, then they could easily corrupt him. So that... you know, maybe I should get you some Gordon Brown voice samples as well. But they called that Brown's Bottom, and it bottomed out the price of gold, and it ruined the gold market for years.
You really did this?
That really, really happened.
So England is just as bad off as the US.
Oh God, yeah. I mean, it's the same model. It's because it's nothing to do with the politicians. The politicians are all bought by the banks, who are the same as the mafia. Anyway, oops.
if I could throw in my two cents on that, you know, you have to look at it globally. You know, just in quick parentheses, I was looking at the chat room. And we had somebody in the chat room who was pretty adamant about saying, well, you know, Obama's not the one taking all the decisions. It's Senate and Congress and yada, yada, yada. And my response to that was, well, I think the bankers have more to do with, you know, laws and regulations and whatnot than the presidents and prime ministers and senates and congressmen and whatever else we have. I really do see that. I mean, I'm Canadian. And we have just as many issues with our leaders as England and as America does. Now, the quick parallel I just wanted to draw, you know, I've got, like, my background, my family, if you wish, is Italian. And you all know that there's the Vatican in Italy, right? Well, we have in London, we have, I mean, in England, we have London. And in the United States of America, we have the District of Washington. And all three of these, they don't work with the laws of the country that they're actually in. The Vatican has nothing to do with Italian laws. And from what I've heard, the same can be said about D.C., It's a district, it's not a state. And London in itself is actually a very small, like, few thousand people city. Like, Greater London and all that, apparently there's 6-7 million people, I don't know. But apparently London in itself is not part of England. So, I mean, you use the word mafia, and I think that's exactly what we've been dealing with. Governments have been nothing but mafia. We have the financial mafia, we have the religious mafias, and then it trickles down afterwards. I mean, that's the way I see it. I don't know if I'm 100% right on this, but that's my viewpoint.
They keep us ignorant. They keep us distracted, so we don't know what the truth is about this. But what's the difference between the mob coming to your door and saying, give me this money and I'll keep you safe, or the government coming to the money and coming to your door, give me this money and I won't put you in jail? What is the difference?
There is none.
There is a city in Montana, I'm going to talk about Australia here, that decided to live with Sharia law, and took pork out of their stores because the Sharia people didn't want to handle it, and the whole town kind of turned into a Sharia town. So here's the, what do you call her in Australia, prime minister or president? She sent out a notice that said, if you don't like our laws, if you don't like our language, if you don't like us selling pork in our stores, get out. And I loved it. I loved what was happening in Australia until I read the statistics on what had happened when they took guns away from everybody in Australia. Just armed robbery up 40%, homicides up. And that's what they're trying to do here in the United States, take guns away from people because of a shooting in a school that killed 20 people. Well, no one in Chicago, where, 341 children died last year because of drive-by shootings? You know, pay attention in proportion to what's going on. And
Actually, I don't know if you heard about this, but about a week or 10 days after the shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School, apparently there was somewhere like in, I don't know, like in Tennessee, where some guy apparently went into a movie theater and wanted to shoot a couple of people, and there was a cop there that was off duty, but had I think it was her gun on her person, and she took the shooter out before he could do any damage, and that barely got any kind of national news, and you have to wonder why.
It doesn't go along with their agenda to take the guns away from people, and then they're helpless. You know, in talking about, I'm going back to Obama here, people saying, well, Obama's not so bad and whatever. If it was just one thing that Obama was doing, I could see it. But you look at the hundreds of little things as a whole that's about Obama. Look at just the executive orders. Look at him going around Congress and not having cabinet members, but has czars. Just take everything as a whole, and you can see the corruption. One thing at a time, not a problem. But look at all of it. He's done more Yes, absolutely.
I'm going to refocus this, because we're talking about PTSD, and that really is. I mean, we are being traumatized by this whole thing, because like I said, it creates a cognitive dissonance. And the cognitive dissonance here is, hang on a second, he looks, he's made to present this kind of smooth, cool, world savior kind of figure, and yet underneath the whole thing it's very empty, it's a facade, people are suffering, people are starving, people are in jail. You've got more people in jail in America than anywhere else in the world. Okay.
Yes.
And they are your slave race. They are your slave workers. And eventually, if you're not in jail from you know, some kind of statutory offense, then you're in jail in a workplace. You know, you're in the cube farm, working for the man to afford the things that your lifestyle needs to support, etc. And you know, you're always $300 in overdraft when at the end of the month. So we're basically being cattle prodded along life by these forces, and these forces are showing signs of decay. And it would be really good if we could build a new world around what we've already got and what we should keep, and allow the rest to fall away. Now, perhaps we may have standalone computers that still work after the big cataclysm, you know, financial collapse or whatever is supposed to happen. The thing that you're saying, Shari, is that it's possible to create a new medicine that doesn't require chemicals, because all you have to do is punch in a number and it can feed your body. Is that right?
Absolutely right, and we've already done it. But you think about how strong the pharmaceutical company is going to come after me if I go out there and yell this to the top of my lungs: hey, you don't need insulin anymore. You don't need Prozac anymore. We can give it to you by frequency. They're going to bury me.
Well, what if you put it out and tell people that it's out later?
what if I take the lead on this and I tell people that? I'm not scared of no government or FBI or whatever we have here in Canada, CSIS.
This is why we are giving this away, so they can't come back after me and say, you caused a riot, you caused dissidents, we're putting you in jail, you're a domestic terrorist. And they can say that now. Listen to Ron Paul's stuff about assassinations. An executive order through Dennis, I can't remember Dennis's last name, Director of Security, says that they can assassinate even any American that they feel like it, with no justification, and they're doing it. And I think this crap of taking away our Planned Parenthood, which has a whole budget of $1.2 million for the year or something, and giving $4 billion to India, that's stupid. We can't buy India by giving them information about Planned Parenthood and contraception. So they think up this stupid Gardasil shots and mandate them by law for our youngsters to take to create infertility so they won't need the Planned Parenthood. I mean, if we really knew the soap opera behind what's going on and speak of soap opera, I don't believe Gonson. She can't testify about Benghazi. You know, I'm going to find something with her voice on it, and I'm going to decode it, and I'm going to bring it to this show and tell people the truth. I created that nano voice, and I said to the people and to the public, this is to look at your personality, but my real intention was, you have the right to know what these lion SOBs are doing who are pretending to run our government for your benefit. They're running the government for their own pockets. Open your eyes. But we have to say things in such a hidden viewpoint, and we hope the enlightened people get it. And I want people to know that the people in the United States are afraid of our government. We are threatened every day of going to jail, of having our houses taken away, of having a fine. I am going to be fined for my employees if I don't buy government insurance. Well, what's the next step? I got buy government broccoli and government paper and whatever. It's mandated that if I don't buy their insurance, I have to pay for it anyway. That's a penalty for not buying my health insurance through the government. That's crazy.
It's coercion.
Extortion. Absolutely.
Extortion.
Absolutely.
And, you know, like I said, the government is your government is the mob. And they do have to be neutralized. And it's, you know, it's up to you guys to realize it and neutralize them. But you are giving people the tools to do so. This is the importance of what you're doing, Shari, and I thoroughly support you. And it's so, you know, what would be fantastic? Here's a vision. Let's vision, right? That there's an app that people can download to their iPhone, and they can point it at the politician or the person of their choice, and it would just do, you know, it was an electric Shari, you know, it would say, you know, it would light up and it would say, you know, stress between da 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 means da 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 da. Or you could even just have three lights, you know, red, green, yellow. And red, green.
Yeah.
I've already been approached by the government to buy that part of my business. Now, if they buy it, they'll own it. If somebody's out there with the money to put this app in before they take this over, I'll do it. I'll do it in a second. But I don't have the money to do it. I haven't been paid in 2.5 years. You know, and I'm just done doing this with no return. But they've taken away people's money. They've taken away their faith in themselves. Till people don't have anything left. They don't have anything to believe in. Their health is deteriorated. It's got to stop. And if I have to give it away to people for them to raise their money, to come to the classes, to do what they need to learn to protect themselves, I'm going to do it. And if I lose what I have, and I've already lost my farm, I already had to sell my farm to keep this going. Somebody has to step up and do this. And I don't see anybody doing much about it but me. Oh, well, that was an awful, egotistical thing to say.
No, it's an impassioned plea. There's various aspects of it, and one of them is the information that you've gathered. You know, that's yours. But you've been kind of, you know, it's like what does what. What frequency does what? That's the key. That's the alchemical goal. It is truly the Holy Grail, because if you know that, and if you buy that and nobody else can use it, then you have, you know, locked down the world. So if you have the information as to what these numbers mean, what the frequencies defined in all the different scales and octaves and everything like that, that's the key to the world, literally. And it's the responsibility to keep it a secret, or to open it out to the world, is that's always the challenge, isn't it, Shari?
It is, and it's just like this GMO stuff. Mm-hmm. We've looked at those patents. We know what they're doing to the GMOs. We know that it's causing cell signaling diseases. It's causing Parkinson's. It's causing MS. It's causing ALS. We can warn people. We can provide them a computer program. Here it is. But what are they going to do about that? They have to eat flour and bread and whatever. Same thing with radiation. I don't know if anybody has noticed or not, but on our site, soundhealthoptions.com, that radiation testing program is sitting there for free and has been for 2 years. We have downloads all the time, and we ask people for data coming back, but people aren't taking it seriously because the government says, oh, you're safe. Poppycock. I see it every day. Day that people are coming into our clinic radiation poisoned. It's got to stop. We got to quit believing these monkeys that, well, I saw a cartoon, and this just makes it true. For me, it just points it out. There's a picture of a government official, and it's Obama. For those of you who don't want me to talk about Obama, this was the cartoon. And he's got a wallet, and he's handing money to this guy. And Obama's saying, and there's plenty more where that came from. And then you look where the wallet came from, and it's chained to this guy's back pocket. So he's handing him his own money. That's what's happening in the U.S. And whether Obama is behind it or just part of it or they've blackmailed him into it, I don't know. But it's not going to stop until we say enough.
Well, I think partially that's one of the things. The other thing is you have to keep getting the word out. And I think it's also our responsibility, those of us who are coming to terms with this kind of information, and that means, you know, myself, JP, and everybody who's listening to the program right now and in the chat room, we need to do our part in this and help you, just help you get the word out. Because there, you know, I do believe, maybe call me an optimist, but I believe that the world is very, very slowly changing to a point where people like you will get the necessary funding to do what you need to do. I'm hearing good news from a few different people, including the people that are working on John Searle's Searle effect generator or inverse gravity vehicle. These kinds of technologies apparently are getting funded, and we just need to get the word out a little bit more. So you need to keep doing radio shows, and we need to keep posting your Facebook page on our Facebook pages, and I do believe we'll get this going pretty soon, Sherry.
I personally will schlep Sherry Edwards on once a month until this thing turns around, okay?
Awesome. Stupid.
Let's have...
And it's coming around. They can't argue with our outcomes because we're reversing diseases. There is a video called Miracles of Non-Medicine, and it's in a secret place on our site. It's soundhealthoptions.com/secretstash.html. Two videos there. Look at the doctors that are secretly working with us, and universities are coming around. AT&T just announced that bioacoustic is the medicine of the future. They're coming around that we are the foundation. And I've been offered millions of dollars. I am not going to sell people out so that some other country or some government owns this. It belongs to the people.
That's great. I definitely will be looking for somebody very soon, at least a few people to join me in taking one of your classes. So I definitely want to find out a little bit more about that, and I'd love to get my hand on one of those CDs as well.
People can write to me at Sherry Edwards, just Sharry Edwards, at gmail.com. I'll get them the classes. I'll get them information about the CDs. And there is tons of information on our site under Information Central, including doctors that have MS, don't have it anymore, doctors who had prostate cancer, they don't have it anymore, they had tremors, they don't have it anymore, reconstruction of people who had strokes. It's here. It works. We just need to train enough people to get it into the hands of people in a way that makes it easy.
Absolutely superb. Sherry Edwards, thank you very much for coming on Ever Beyond this evening. It's been inspiring and challenging and fascinating. Fred, it's lovely to have you on the show for the first time. This, no doubt, will, you know, we've got a lot to talk about. We can talk about solos and pentatonics and really cool stuff like that another time. I'd like to, Sherry, I'd like maybe next time round, We'll have William Stillings on line with you, and that will bring another dimension to the whole thing of frequency. I just see it's going to be great. So that was Ever Beyond this week. Shari, could you let everybody know what your first of all what your website is, and then tell people what the workshop is this week that they can attend, and how they can get to attend. Can you do that?
The soundhealthoptions.com is the website, and if they want to come to the class this weekend, they need to let us know. Size is limited. It's a two-day class. It's five computer programs. It's textbooks. It's charts. It's marketing support. It's free. If you come with somebody else, if you want to come alone, it's $1,200. If you want to come with a group, you let us know what that group is. You take responsibility for being that local representative, and you can all come for free and have all your software for free.
Thank you very much. And that is actually, you know, coming to Ohio, yeah?
No, they don't have to come to Ohio at all. It's all online.
It's all online, so you can be anywhere in the world.
Yes.
Oh.
I should have mentioned that.
Yeah, because you were saying come to, and I thought, all right, well, you've got this workshop space in your lab, you know. That's right. So anyone, anywhere can do this.
And if they want to come to Ohio, they can do that too.
But you could have a group of people in a room with a PC and a microphone, and they can join in with this class, yes?
Or they can do it on their own. The reason we need a local representative, I'm getting this echo.
Oh, sorry.
We need to send you the invitation, and we need to send you the pre-class stuff. This is what you need to download and do before the class happens, so people will be prepared and we don't have to waste time doing that. So some local person has to take on that charge, and they send the information out to the people that are coming with them. We go from there, and we don't mind if you charge people $20, $50. We got some people charging $200 to their group of friends to take this class so they can earn their fees to take the professional class and get their Bioacoustic Community Center up and running.
And that's what we want. All over the world, little centers of healing. Thank you so much, Shari. Thank you from the bottom of my heart and from all the people here who are listening. Fred.
Don't forget to put in your donation so you can get your PTSD software.
Free PTSD software. Well, not free. For exchange, for a donation, and thank you very much. So, Fred Cusinato, Shari Edwards, for this evening, thank you very much for coming on Ever Beyond.
Thank you.
My pleasure.